over in the little studio we call the production studio, and Kathy Geary is at the helm. Kathy, how are you doing today?
Well, you know, it is a little chaotic here, but it's really exciting because I have a room full of musicians with their guitars all staring at me like, what are we doing? So I'm excited about our fundraising drive today. Yes.
That's great. So I'm going to let you to get things started for this final hour, and you can tell folks who your great musicians are. Just remind people again, just $125 left to this challenge. Kathy, we've only got till 4 o'clock to make this. 845-482-4141. Listener, call now, donate now at WJFFradio.org or 845-482-4141. All right, Kathy, it's all you.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. And yes, on today's program, we're celebrating Radio Catskill with a fun drive, and we've got live music right here in the studio. So, you know, driving here today, all the gray skies and the bare trees, and I'm just thinking, oh, it's rather gloomy. What can I do? You know, what's going to make me feel better? Well, music always does it for me, because inside the radio station today, we have a whole station full of people. There's people everywhere, and some of them are little kids with strange cat ear headphones on. And then there's a lot of musicians floating around, and I've collected some of my favorites. Today, I have four different singer-songwriters who I've had the pleasure of hearing in live performance, and when it was suggested to me that we bring some live music in and that I would be able to invite people, I invited Scott Palermo. Say hi, Scott.
Howdy, folks.
There he is. I think that's the first time he's been on my show. Nick Broden.
Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be here.
Broden. I got so close. And Jay Quick, you're over here. Jay, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, come on. Speak into the microphone.
Hello, everybody.
All right. There he is. And then a little while ago, Lucas Rotman, just a few minutes ago, was on Jambalaya with Aldo, but he's here in the studio with us, too.
Hello. It's always a pleasure, Kathy.
Yeah. All right, guys. So here we are. And, you know, when I think about music that really has affected me during my lifetime, and the kind of music that singer-songwriters write, there's something incredibly universal when someone sits down and writes a piece of original music, and you feel like, oh my God, I'm really like, I'm naked here to the world. I'm being so vulnerable. I'm saying what I really think. And it turns out that some of those most personal ideas can be the things that everybody relates to. They become like universal. And there's something about hearing a composer, a songwriter sing their own music. And you put those two things together, so I think we're in for a big treat today. So everybody's got to take a turn, and Scott Palermo is first. Now, Scott has actually never been on my show before.
Happy to be here now, though.
I'm real thrilled to have him here today. Scott, tell us a little bit about who you are as a songwriter. How long have you been writing songs?
I've been writing songs probably for 40 years, but I would say I ramped it up in the last couple of years. When I retired from my otherworldly duties in the work world, I had more time to spend at the writing table.
Uh-huh.
But I've been playing guitar since I was a senior in high school, which was at least a couple of weeks ago.
Great. Yeah. So even though you have never really been a full-time musician, you now have put that at the center of what you're doing in your life.
Correct.
Because I got that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And to have that kind of freedom. A lot of times people have to wait until they retire to be able to focus on something like music. So I'm really fortunate to have you here in the studio. So you can hear from just from your speaking voice what a deep voice you have. You're
I was going to sing in a falsetto.
Yeah, I know. I would call you almost a bass. You're definitely a baritone, but you have a beautiful voice. And you also have a beautiful guitar. And you put those two things together. So I'd love to hear you do a song for us. Tell us, what is the title of the song you're going to sing and what's it about?
This is a song that's called An Oak Tree Never Bends. And I wrote it quite a while ago. I worked at a summer camp with a young lady and we became enamored of each other and had a summer romance, but she was from England, and at the end of the summer, it was pretty clear that she was going back to England, and I wasn't, so I wrote her this song as a goodbye song.
Well, thank you. Okay, this is Scott Palermo, An Oak Tree Never Bends.
You will never understand the reason I said goodbye. For emotion has no reason, I cannot answer why. I could tell you I still love you, but you turn your head away. My thoughts go round and round as I search for words to say. And an oak tree never bends as you sit amongst its boughs. The pounding of the ocean is continuous in its vows. I am just a man, my strength is not so great. See now that I've hurt you, but my sorrow is too late. I can only hope that you will understand someday how a man can love someone and still throw it all away. If we try, we can still be friends. We can find something there to keep. Friendship is a different kind of love, a different fruit to reap. And an oak tree never bends as you sit amongst its boughs. The pounding of the ocean is continuous in its vows. I am just a man, my strength is not so great. See now that I've hurt you, but my sorrow is too late. If you wish, sit by my side, I'll tell you once again. Can't you see your love has changed? I still need you as a friend. Let's go on and not look back, for our story has just begun. I will be your oak tree, standing in the sun. For an oak tree never bends as you sit amongst its boughs. The pounding of the ocean is continuous in its vows. I am just a man, my strength is strength is not so great. See now that I've hurt you, but my sorrow is too late.
Scott Palermo here live on Radio Catskill. So, you know, you're here in live music. You're here in Scott Palermo. Maybe you've never even heard him before. Well, maybe you have. But, you know, where are you going to find that? Where are you going to find that right here on the radio dial? If you're in your car, you're at home listening on your computer, it's Radio Catskill, WJFFradio.org. And it's incredible to be able, for me to be able to share this kind of music with you. Where are you going to find that except for public radio? And we're having our fun drive right now. I understand from our programming director that we have about $125 to go by 4 o'clock. That's $125 to go by 4 o'clock. What are we going to do? Well, you could help us. Please call right now. 845-482-4141. We really do count on your support. It's the only way we stay on the air and that we can bring like these crazy musicians like this on a day like this when it's so gray and rainy, and you can turn on your radio and you can have this incredible entertainment. So WJFFradio.org, you can go online and make a donation in any amount right now, but we are looking for $125. How much of that can you cover? You know what? I bet you could cover a part of that. Call us right now at 845-482-4141 because we have people who don't have guitars. They are standing next to the phone. They've got a pencil and a paper. They want to take down your information because we do need your help. So please call now and make a donation. One more time, 845-482-4141. Thank you so much. So, yeah, you know what? We're just crawling with people here. We really love it. And wait a second. Oh, you know what? That's really fast. That's really, really fast. I just got this little note just passed to me. Like, you know, in school when people used to pass notes. Well, I just had a note passed to me. And we only have $25 left on our challenge. Whoa! And apparently we have to give a big thank you to Calvin. Calvin from Calicoon has helped us out on that challenge. So thank you so much. That sounds like a song, Calvin from Calicoon. All right. So you know what? I have a room full of musicians. So Scott just sang for us. Nick is also here today. Nick, talk to me for a second. Say hi there.
Hello, everybody. Pleasure to be here.
So when I think about Scott now at this phase of his life, putting music at the center of his life, and I think about what I know about you, Nick, at this point, you are also able to put music at the center of your life, maybe for the first time in quite a while.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell me just a touch about that?
Well, it's interesting. I've been involved. We had a band in New Jersey by the name of Trigger.
Trigger.
So I'm used to doing 3-4-part harmony, and we, you know, surrounded by great musicians.
When was your band?
Well, late 90s, early 2000s.
Like you mean in the last millennium? last millennium was your band?
But surrounded by tremendous musicians, friends from Kinderhook. And so these guys helped out. So it's been great. Now doing this solo now as an adult is a little bit.
So in the 90s, you know, that's not really your adult phase. That was more like your crazy music.
I guess so. Yes.
But now, You've been singing songs that you wrote when you were with Trigger. Have you written anything since that time?
Yes. The things we did as a band, I've recorded. We're still processing that. Everything I've been doing up here since we've met has been my originals that I wrote up here
since
in the last 2 years.
Yes. Okay, we're going to get back to you again in just a minute. Because now I really am curious because you have recording experience with your band. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you mentioned that you had a studio at home, lucky you, and you probably are working on stuff now. But to go back to Scott Palermo, who started our show, Scott is just, from what I understand, is about to release his first recordings ever. When do you anticipate being able to release your music, Scott?
Very soon. We have one more track that we're wrestling with a little bit, and then we'll.
That could take months.
It's already taken months, so please don't do that to me.
Okay, sorry.
And then we'll get to the mastering, and I'm hoping that certainly by the end of April that we will have things at least a couple of singles dropping on all the streaming platforms before full album gets dropped. It's a 14-track CD with 5 originals and 9 covers, and I'm really pleased with the way it's coming out.
Congratulations! Congratulations! So, so that's very exciting. You've been planning this for how long? A couple years?
It's been just about 2 years.
Yeah, that's how long it took me when I finally decided that I had to record. And for me, I had written a lot of music and recorded things, but never my own original music. It took me about 2 years to decide to do it, to write it, to record it, to master it, to mix it, to get it out there. It's an incredible undertaking, but it's so satisfying.
I've probably got all the equipment at home to call myself a studio at home too, but it took me also a little while to realize that I feel I'm pretty tech savvy, but when I got to that, dumber than I've ever felt.
Well,
I was like, I'm going to hire somebody else to record this.
You can't know everything. You can't. But I'd love to hear you do another song for us. And what are you going to call your recording? What's the title?
It's called Scott Palermo, Covered and Uncovered.
Covered and Uncovered. I like that. So since you happen to have your guitar and you look like you're ready to go, what song would you like to sing for us?
This is called a traveling song, and both of these songs, the one I just did and this one, are going to be on the CD when it comes out. So this will probably be one of the singles that gets dropped first.
Oh, we think it's a single. We'll let you know if we think it's a hit or not.
All right.
All right, Scott, here we go. This is Scott Palermo. It's called A Traveling Song.
I should play it correctly, though.
Well, you know, it's your choice. We're with you.
I'm on a jet plane, don't know where I'm going, ain't been there before, and I may not return, but the world keeps on spinning, and I keep on winning, and my heart tells my fever, I got road to burn. And the road runs long, but my turns are never wrong, cause my destination changes from day to day, so don't try to tie me down, or I'll stop coming round, cause I'm tired of the world and the games people play. Met a little woman, she made me feel so fine, had to leave her behind, though she asked me to stay. There ain't much more to tell, cause things are going well, and I'm sure to meet another along the way. And the road runs long, but my turns are never wrong, cause my destination changes from day to day, so don't try to tie me down, or I'll stop coming round, cause I'm tired of the world and the games people play. Got no money in my pocket, but it doesn't bother me too much. I got a head that is straight, and my heart is free of hate, and I get what I need, never have to judge. And the road runs long, but my turns are never wrong, cause my destination changes from day to day, so don't try to tie me down, or I'll stop coming round, cause I'm tired of the world and the games people play. My destination changes from day to day, so don't try to tie me down, or I'll stop coming round, cause I'm tired of the world and the games people play.
but the world keeps on spinning, and I keep on winning, and my heart tells my feet we got road to burn. My heart tells my feet we got road to burn. My heart tells my feet we got road to burn.
All right. Woo! Live in the studio, Scott Palermo, apparently covered and uncovered, doing his original song, Traveling Song. So thank you so much, Scott, for sharing your talent with us. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And I've got like this chaotic situation with these four musicians. They've all got guitars and they're all in this little studio and we've got microphones and cables everywhere. And right now we're playing Round Robin because there's a special chair where you sit when you're doing so that we can have the microphones all set up for everybody. Because Radio Catskill is having its fun drive. And, you know, I was pretty excited to find out we've only got $25 left on this current challenge. And I'm thinking, you know, what would happen if we went over the amount that we need to meet the challenge? We would have more money. That would be not a bad thing. We only need $25 to meet this challenge. And if you can help us clean that up or maybe even go over that, that would be incredible. We'd love to hear from you. Seriously, we need your support here at Public Radio. There's nothing like Public Radio. Public Radio allows you to have your community come in and share what is most important. And right now, for me, music is very important. And if you feel the same way, please get in touch with us at 845-482-4141. We've got people here, and they'd love to talk to you. So please reach out, or you can do this online. You don't even have to talk to anybody. I mean, you know, sometimes that's a big relief right there. So WJFFradio.org, and you can donate online. Thank you so much. And if you already have donated, thank you again for your generosity. We really need your support. And you know what? I love to be able to support my community of musicians. And right now, I'm sitting across from Nick Broyden.
Broden.
Broden. Why is that so hard for me?
Oh,
spell it one time.
B-R-O-D-Y-N.
Okay, that's so easy. So, Nick, you had a band called Trigger.
Yes, years ago. Oh, we were in Jersey. There were many bands, Triggers. You know, we wanted them after I wound up looking up the history of it. But I was surrounded by great musicians, dear friends in the band Kinderhook. So they jumped in and out with the band. So all these years I've wanted to do this, but I've never done it solo before.
It's a challenge.
So it's a challenge.
I've also made the transition from going into a full band. In the 90s, I had the Bleecker Street Reality Band. Oh, my God. Recording contract, played every club in Manhattan. It's quite different when you have a band and you're not alone on stage. The energy, you share it among everybody, because when you're alone, all of a sudden, that whole production value, the drums, all of a sudden, it's just very exposed.
True,
and what really counts at that point is what's the song like.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that you've been writing songs recently.
Yes.
as a solo performer.
Probably five or six songs in the last 2 years.
Okay, all right. Well, we're the same par. So what would you like to start with? Or do you like
An original. I think I played it the first time last time we saw each other.
Okay.
It's called Would You Like to Say Goodnight?
Would you like to say goodnight? All right, let's go. This is live on Radio Catskill. This is Nick.
Did you want to say goodnight before you walk out that door? Did you want to say goodbye, goodbye forevermore? Did you want to say goodnight before I hit the floor? Did you want to say goodbye forevermore? Did you see me on my knees, saying, honey, please, please, please? Did you see me crying there, 'cause life and love are never fair? Did you want to say goodnight before I hit the floor? Did you want to say goodbye forevermore? Did you see me on my knees saying, honey, please, please, please? Did you see me crying there? 'Cause life and love are never fair. Did you want to say goodnight before I hit the floor? Did you want to say goodbye forevermore? Sometimes people just don't say. They stick around another day. Sometimes people just don't know. They turn around and then they go. Sometimes you never really know. Did you want to say goodnight before you walk out that door? Did you want to say goodbye, goodbye forevermore? Did you want to say goodnight before I hit the floor? Did you want to say goodbye forevermore? Did you want to say goodnight? Did you want to say goodnight? Did you want to say goodbye forevermore?
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you so much.
A beautiful song. You know, I really love being right across from somebody when they're performing. And you couldn't really see him because, you know, it's radio. He had his eyes closed the whole time he's singing that song. And I know personally what that does. It just makes it so personal. You feel like you're talking directly to somebody. So, Nick, sure. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Who's your... Who does that sound like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a finger picker, and the words come out of the melodies.
Oh, they're very catchy. It's very catchy.
And so I don't know.
It's very poppy.
We've lived through the Allison Steele, you know, Steele era.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
And all the great bands. Poco, Kinderhook, okay. The Eagles, you know.
See, Kinderhook, you've mentioned Kinderhook about four times. I've never heard of them.
Well, they probably should have, you know, but they were big in
I'm looking
New York
around
State,
the room,
you know.
And Lucas has never heard of them.
No, again.
How about Scott? Have you ever heard of Kinderhook? Scott's never heard of them.
In any
Jay?
Case, but, you know, a lot of harmonies. These guys were buddies.
I hear harmonies when you're singing. I'm going, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Your songs sound like they are written for harmony to be sung.
They are. There's nothing better, at least in my world, than 2-3-part harmony.
So, you know, when you have your studio at home, do you harmonize with yourself? Do you ever do backup
since
tracks?
We moved up here, the studio is all in pieces because we don't have a studio up here. Oh. So I've got tons of equipment. So the old stuff is partially recorded. I need someone to mix it. And the new stuff I haven't recorded yet, but we have a lot of good friends, and I have a lot of great friends in this room that are going to help me do this someday, I hope, you know.
That is exciting.
Yes.
So I really feel like you're at the beginning of a journey.
Yes, a different journey.
You really
yes,
are.
Yes.
So when I write, I'm not thinking harmonies because I'm a solo singer and I can harmonize and I'm, you know, I think it's something different when you try to make a melody that no one's going to really, you're not trying to harmonize, you're not going for harmony.
My mind is three-dimensional.
Yeah, I think what I'm curious is when I hear you 2 years from now, because you're still going to be doing this.
Yes.
I'm going to be able to see what's happened like 2 years down the road, how your songwriting has changed as a solo singer versus being in a band.
Well, I'm writing this. Hopefully you'll jump in and the group here will jump in with the harmonies because, you know, I gravitate towards people's voices and the way they play. And there are an awful lot of people that I would love to sing with and create some great music.
Even though it's kind of a, did you want to say goodbye or did you want to say goodnight? I love the way you put that. It's level headed, which makes it in pop for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's sort of serious, but it's not too serious. And it's sort of bubbly, but not too happy. It's just got a lovely pop.
Thank you.
So if you were going to sing another song for us, what would that be?
This will be a little, this is more rambunctious.
More rambunctious?
Yeah. Because I'm in a room full of rambunctious musicians.
You know? All right.
So this song is an original. I wrote this maybe a year and a half ago, and I call it Hey, Mister.
Hey, Mister. Nick Broden.
Thank Broden. Beautiful.
I
got it.
Thank you. All right.
I love my whiskey, I love my wine, love cruising all the time. But all these things running through my head, it keeps me up when I lay down to bed. Hey mister, what do you think about that? Hey mister, what do you think about that? I love my baby, she's so fine, I think about her all the time. But all these things running through my head, it keeps me up when we lay down to bed. Hey baby, what do you think about that? Hey baby, what do you think about that? I love my whiskey, I love my wine, I love cruising all the time. But all these things running through my head, it keeps me up when I lay down to bed. Hey mister, what do you think about that? Hey mister, what do you think about that? I love my baby, she's so fine, I think about her all the time. But all these things running through my head, keeps us up when we lay down to bed. Hey baby, what do you think about that? Hey baby, what do you think about that? Hey baby, what do you think about that?
I think that's pretty good, man. So I see what you mean, more rambunctious. All right.
Thank you so much.
Nick Broden. So, you know, Fun Drive, Radio Catskill Fun Drive, live music that you've never heard before. Now, I know you've never heard that before because Nick has never been on my radio show before. In fact, neither has Scott Palermo, and we're about to hear from Jay Quick, who has also actually never been on my radio show before. Now, earlier, if you were tuned in, you got to hear Lucas Rotman. He was playing with Aldo Troiani on the Jambalaya show. And I've had a friendship with Lucas now for many years, and I've been following his recording and the music that he's made and the life that he's lived as a singer-songwriter. And I've had him on my program a few times. And hopefully before today's broadcast is over, we'll get to hear something from Lucas as well. So we are in our Fun Drive, and just another big thank you to everybody who's already donated. Today is kind of gray and rainy, and we had some big plans, which we had to cancel and change our plans. There's this thing that NPR has called a Tiny Desk Concert, and maybe you've heard of it before. I've never won it, although I've been trying for a couple of years now. So, but we have this thing called the Tiny Porch Concert, which is a very cool idea that you come right here to the station. We're on Route 52 across from Bosie's. You would be able to hear live music all day today, but it was raining, and so we had to change our plans. So we are actually still going to have the Tiny Porch Concert next Saturday, and we would love to see some of you, join us for that live community sort of sponsored Radio Catskill Experience Tiny Porch Concert next Saturday. If it was the same schedule as today, it starts at 10 and it goes until 4. And right now, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. And, you know, it's been fun having all these musicians, and everybody had to keep moving around as different people are singing. And so I think everyone has kind of settled down. They're all looking at me like, yep, we're ready to go. We're all ready to go. So as I said, you know, we've got the hot seat, which is where the next singer-songwriter is sitting right now. And his name is Jay Quick, although some of his friends call him John. What do you prefer?
I prefer John.
He prefers John. Then, so you have quite an active presence on social media. What do you, when you post, I've seen your live streams from many events, and I understand that at this very moment, are you live streaming this show?
I am live streaming right now on my Facebook page, Jay Quick, J-A-Y Quick, and I'll be sharing it later to Grace Notes Music and Art East, and
I think that's so cool.
Inside Tracks,
I mean,
Live.
You know, I've been on the radio for I don't know how many years, just like a couple decades. No, it's been about 12 years, actually 13 years. Wait a minute, it's 2024, 14 years, people. And, you know, I'm used to just coming in. If I've brushed my hair, I'm lucky, you know, it's all good. But the idea that we're being live streamed or that you might add a video component to something that I've always just done alone in a room, it's kind of exciting. I did a dress up today. I wore pink. Yes, I'm wearing pink, and I have on a necklace.
You look lovely.
I do look lovely. Thank you. I knew it. Thank you so much. But so, Jay, I've only recently met you, and I've known Lucas and Scott for a while, and I'm getting to know Nick and a lot better. But you're probably one of my newest friends. And I don't know that much about your background as a musician, but you've always surprised me. Now, we've been sharing some open mics together. You do live broadcasts. There's a lot of open mics in our community. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to Calicoon, but Rafter's Tavern every Sunday has a ridiculously popular open mic. There's also an open mic that I've been involved in Lake Huntington. The Delaware Valley Opera has a place called Arts Nest. And that's where I've really heard you for the first time, John, Jay Quick online, but John here in person. And you've surprised me. You started playing acoustic and then you busted out an electric and you were playing lead and I'm going, whoa, hidden chops. So give me a short intro to your musical background.
Background, 50 years playing guitar, maybe 54 years, been writing songs that entire time.
Wow. That's a lot of songs.
Started doing parties when I was in high school with friends. Did coffee house gigs in college as a soloist. Picked up band members over time. Had a band for about 3 years. Did some recording in Manhattan in a studio. Never released anything.
What studio?
I don't know. It was downtown someplace. I couldn't tell you what the
studio
was.
Did you have
to
go down the stairs or was it in a building?
I actually had to climb stairs and it was in a building.
Okay, I'm guessing. I'm going to guess. No, that's fascinating.
I'm going back many, many, many years.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so I had a band, did solo gigs for a lot of years, decided to stay out of the performance end of it and just write songs. And I've been writing for 50 years.
Wow. So what's your style?
Varied.
Varied.
Yeah.
I agree. It's pretty varied, your style. But right now you're sitting here with an acoustic guitar in front of me.
Yes, this is a Guild D35. It's my favorite guitar. Bought it in Boston in 1975.
Oh, God.
And it's got some work. It's had a neck replaced on it. It's had the bridge replaced 3 times. And it's got a little buzz in it. So anybody here in the studio can see that I've got pieces of fabric and leather stuck in here and there. And you might have a little buzz here and then. But, hey, you've seen Willie Nelson's guitar, right?
Oh, please. This is a pretty guitar. That's very pretty.
What's left of it.
Yes.
With a little belt damage on the back.
All right. So what's the name of the song you'd like to sing?
Another Tuesday. This is a song I wrote in 1976, and I keep updating it. So this is an old song. I was just a young guy. I think I was 3 at the time.
Yeah.
It's called Another Tuesday.
Another Tuesday. This is John Quick, live on Radio Catskill.
I just came to town tonight. I need to know if it's all right, if I can stay with you. Take my hand, hold it tight. Stay close by throughout the night if I can stay with you. It's just another Tuesday. I can take your blues away. Can I stay with you? It's been so long since I've had love in any form that's worth dreaming of. Can I stay with you? Just something friendly, some candles and wine, or whatever you do to have a good time. Can I stay with you? It's just another Tuesday. I can take your blues away. Can I stay with you? Say goodbye if I should be leaving, or take my hand for a better reason. Can I? Oh, can I? Can I stay with you?
Another Tuesday.
Another Tuesday. That's John Quick.
With a couple flubs. Thank you.
Live here in the studio. Well, I didn't hear any weird buzzes. I didn't see anything falling off your guitar as you were playing. That was lovely, John.
Thank God for that.
Thanks. That's really nice.
Thanks, Kathy.
So it's been quite a day here at Radio Catskill. I don't know where we're at. The last note that I got was that we have $25 left on our challenge.
Kathy, if you could believe it. Oh, by the way, everybody sounds amazing. Everybody's sounding great on the radio right now. And the people in the office are like, oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah,
so thank
you
so much for everyone for being here.
Only hang out with the best.
845-482-4141. Call, make your donation now at 845-482-4141. Go to wjffradio.org. Kathy, if you can believe it, we're still just $25 away. It's a $500 challenge. We've been able to raise $475. We're just hung up on this last 25.
If you
wanted to blow it totally out of the water, remember, for a donation of $100 or more, we have tickets available. We have tickets available for Bethel Woods for a number of concerts there, and also for performances at the Forestburg Playhouse. So 845-482-4141.
Seriously, $25
donation. Help make that happen.
$25, that would be great. You know, that would take us over our challenge. And you could even like $100 for Bethel Woods tickets. That's kind of a deal. But you know what? You don't even need that kind of incentive. What more do you need than to hear John Quick sing, you know, Can I Stay With You? What a beautiful song. And seriously, Jason Dole, our programming director, couldn't have said it better. Such a big thank you to all of our performers who are just donating their time. You know, there's all kinds of ways you can get involved in this world. And one of the things is not to ask for too much in return, and just to do what you can. And if you want to sing, sing, you know. And if you want to broadcast and volunteer here at the radio station, get in touch with us. Because we are always looking for that kind of energy. And if you just want to support us with money, we need your money. We need your support. We need your donation. We need $25. We need $25 right now to finish our challenge for this afternoon. We need $25. And so I'm just going to say one more time, we need $25. We need someone to step up and make a phone call. You could call anybody, but you could call us and donate $25, 845-482-4141, or go online, wjffradio.org. Thank you so much.
We got it.
Thanks so much. Well,
Wow.
We just got it. So I don't know who the generous benefactor was, but yes, I'm tipping my hat to you and I'm doing a big curtsy and thanks so much for your generous support and everyone who has donated to this radio station. It's a special kind of a little gem here in the Upper Delaware Valley. So John, we've been so distracted. We've been very distracted here, and I'm trying to understand more about who you are as a musician. So you had a band before, and you're still writing, you're still updating songs, and you've got a lot of songs stashed away.
Many.
Many, many songs. If you, what's your dream?
My dream is to play music and write songs.
In a band? Do you need a band?
I could probably tolerate a band in a studio.
But it's not critical.
It's not critical to do live performance. I love doing live performance.
Yes.
I like harmony, vocal harmony. My band had three-part harmony most of the time. Uh-huh. And we loved doing our music, things we wrote, and also cover music. And it was a bar band. So we always had a gregarious audience that came every night.
But what I'm also getting from what you just said is that you're just fine being a solo musician.
I am.
You're comfortable writing songs by yourself.
Yep.
It's very cool. I have a very shallow vision for myself of what my definition of my personal success is. Very shallow. When I make my appearance on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, I will have accomplished everything that I wanted to as a rock and roll musician. So
nice.
When I'm on the Tonight Show, you'll know that, oh my God, we'll never hear from her again. She's done. She's made it. That's all she ever wanted to do. So we all have different reasons to make music, but I would love to hear another song from you, John. What would you like to sing for us?
I'm going
to
play something called I Am Sorry.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's fresh off the press. I think I just finished it today, started it last night.
Maybe it's not even finished.
Well, it's finished because once it's in print.
You've printed it out?
And yeah, once it's in print, it's finished for now.
He's got a notebook, three-ring notebook.
But
he's got his
change.
Songs. And these are not handwritten. These are printed out in rather bold impact fonts. And they are inside
read them.
Of plastic covers. And he is so organized. I tell you, I'm jealous. That's pretty impressive. So we have a new song from John Quick.
Yes.
It's called I'm Sorry.
And I have a challenge. Anybody in this room that will play along with an E minor, a C, and a D, that's the entire song.
Okay, people, it's your chance.
You take my time, I'll take yours. You tell two lies, I'll tell four. And when it's over, no one wins. Drunk or sober, we lose again. I lose my mind, you lose yours. All that we'll find are closed doors. And when it's over, no one wins. Drunk or sober, we lose again. You blame me, I'll blame you. You shame me, I'll shame you. You name me, I'll name you. You stain me, I'll stain you. And when it's over, no one wins.
stoned or sober, we lose again. All right, guys. My time, I'll waste yours. You yell two lies, I'll yell four. And when it's over, no one wins, drunk or sober. We lose again. You blame me, I'll blame you. You shame me, I'll shame you. You name me, I'll name you. You stain me, I'll stain you until things change. If you smile at me, I'll smile at you. If you hug me, I'll hug you. Staying sober, no regrets. Je ne suis votre ennemi. Je suis votre ami. Lo siento, ti amo. Mi dispiace, ti amo. Es vinicia, zu ashmati. I'm sorry. Forgive me, please.
John Quick, a whole bunch of translations at the end there for I'm sorry. Live here on Radio Catskill. So, you know, I mentioned that we have Lucas here today in the show. And so we're almost at the end of our program here today. But, you know, you heard Lucas a little while ago, but I'd love to hear a little bit more from Lucas. Lucas has been performing extensively and has ramped up his life as a musician in the past couple of years. And I'd love to know, Lucas, what is your most recent recording and where can people find that from you?
Okay, well, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Lucas.
Jay, that was awesome. That was so much fun. Thank you. Thank you, WJFF. And so I'm going to be like my friend, my tall friend over here, Scott Palermo. I'm going to be releasing new music this summer as well. I probably have a similar plan to him. I'm going to release I have everything sort of recorded and mastered. So that is going to be coming out. Singles will be coming out this summer. And then looking probably towards the winter to actually release an album.
Oh, so I'm excited.
Yeah. So but. To be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot of stuff. The last time I recorded anything, we had those little, remember those little discs there with the holes in the middle?
Lucas and I will be performing together in a concert on May the 25th at the Arts Nest. Lucas, we only have about 2 minutes for a song.
Okay. So let
sing
me get
us
to
a little, a short ditty. And before we sign off here with Lucas, I wanted to give a big thank you to Alexis, darling. Alexis from Calicoon, sweetie. She ended up that took us over on the final for the challenge. And also Janet in Monticello, you got those Bethel Woods tickets. Thank you both of you so much for your support for WJFF Radio. And now from deep within his heart, Lucas is going to sing a song.
Two chairs in the kitchen, two pigs in the stall, two hooks on a coat rack hang from the wall, two drams on the table, but one bottle is all that that you've left me, my merciful girl. Have mercy on me, my merciful one. Can I undo all the damage I've done? Have mercy on me, in a merciless world. Come back to me, my merciful girl. I got two arms to hold you, two hands to caress. Parts that I'm craving, the ones that I love the best. Two lips to kiss those, two lips I adore. One heart to miss you as you walk out that door. One more time. Have mercy on me, my merciful one. Can I undo all this damage I've done? Have mercy on me, in a merciless world. Come back to me, my merciful.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Girl. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everyone. Great to be here with you.
Lucas Mayer Rotman, Scott Palermo, John Quick, and Nick Broden. So what a day. What an incredible experience. Thank you to everybody who donated during our fun drive here for Radio Catskill. And I'm Kathy Geary. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then on today's program. Wow, a real chaotic mixture of four incredibly talented singer-songwriters live in the studio for the Radio Catskill Fun Drive. I hope you enjoyed today's program. You can find it streaming online, Jay Quick, on his Facebook page. We'll be sharing it. And I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com. The Cooperage Project in Honesdale, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFRadio.org.
And so far, 164 folks, or more, that we've gotten 164 donations. Could have been more than one person making each of those. Online at WJFFradio.org and over the phone at 845-482-4141, and also in the mail. People have been donating any way they can. They've been making some donations in person. We made that last challenge, and we want to thank everybody that helped us do that. And we also want to thank Marianne from Napanoc. Thank you so much, Marianne.